With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Manchester Essex High School football coach Joe Grimes. And Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks for having me. I always appreciate being on.
You know, it's been a real fun season watching you guys. And first of all, I just want to say I'm glad Steve Martin was back. The game I did over there, he did not play in the second half, so apparently he's back pretty strong now.
Yeah, he caught a neck injury in that game that they wanted to check out, so we pulled him from that game and checked out all clear. A little sore a couple days after, but he was able to get back in there and play a full game especially last Friday night. It was awesome to have him in there. He's a really useful tool to have when you're trying to kill some clock and keep it moving down the field and kind of grind teams down. It's always great to have a downhill runner like Steve.
Yeah, really fun to watch the guy. Now, you guys, I'm just looking at your schedule here because the game I did, you racked up about 3,000 points in that one, and about 10 minutes, it was 63-22 over Lynn Volk. Then you played a strong Whittier team, and I want to go back to that one a little bit. Tell me about that game up in Haverhill, how the kids, played, and then how they reacted in practice the week after that.
Yeah, so we've been stuck in a win-lose pattern this year. We haven't been able to get some of those games going. Once we get some momentum, then the next week we seem to struggle. And maybe it's just a peculiarity of the schedule, but who knows? What happened up at that Whittier game is we just ran into a Whittier team that really executed their game plan well. They came at us on the ground and kind of just out-muscled us and out-beefed us up front. And they ran one of the same thing that's been we've struggled with this year is getting attacked by that really strong run, tight split run game. And Whittier had that as their game plan, and they had the guys to do it. So they were able to kind of just move the ball and control the clock. I think we only had something like 6 or 7 possessions in that game, so they controlled the clock and we did, it just came down to one turnover or one loss of down or something like that. And then they were able to kind of seal the deal with that. So, it's similar to the way that we've played in a couple of our other losses this year. So we're working really hard to try and focus on stopping that part of the game. I think we did a lot better than we did against Neshoba a few weeks back that tried a similar approach. So we made some progress, but we still weren't able to really contain that type of offense. But it was a close game throughout. Came down to pretty much one possession, and there was one touchdown real late in the fourth quarter that sealed it for those guys. But it was a back-and-forth game throughout, and like I said, it just came down to who had the ball last and who could make the fewer mistakes, and I think they beat us on mistake 2-1, or they came out on the right side of it twice, and we came out on the right side of it once. So,
yeah, it sounds like a good game for a fan to watch. But in terms of attitude now at practice after that, how was that, Coach? The mental attitude, the kids' demeanor and so far, because, as you say, it's up-down, but they're still in the race.
Yeah, absolutely, I was just looking at playoff rankings and stuff like that just before we got on the call. They announced the wins this week, so we're still in that hunt, and it's kind of up to us where we want to end up in that. So if we win this week, I think we'll make the playoffs. And our guys have been really upbeat and positive throughout the entire year, and I think that speaks a lot to our seniors who are good kids in that sense. They don't let the losses affect them too much, and they don't get too high on the wins either. So it's get the work and do the work, which has been nice. It hasn't felt like too dire a situation or too dire a locker room on the days leading up to or days coming off a tough loss like that. It's been, the senior leaders on the team have been through that battle before, and I think they really show our younger guys who haven't been through that battle yet, they show how to kind of handle yourself in that situation, and let's get to work. Let's make sure we get our reps in, just like any other day.
It could have been a sloppy night last Friday, and it looked like that possibly Lowell Catholic was going to get off to a fast start. But it didn't turn out that way. You guys really dominated on the ground?
And that's been our MO a lot this year. And like you already mentioned, Steve, he's one of our senior leaders and really a good running back. And, he establishes that run for us pretty well. Zach Hurd, our quarterback, he's a sophomore. He did really well on the ground as well. He's a dual threat type of quarterback. He certainly can make plays with his arms and his feet. And he did a really good job of kind of establishing that early and gave them kind of an outside presence with Steve's inside presence. And, really balanced off kind of what we were trying to execute as a game plan to do the same thing, and control that clock and make sure we kind of controlled the ground game and limited their opportunities. And Steve and those guys did a really good job with that. And Steve and Zach especially did a good job with that.
I think one thing that's important, Coach, is you're able to get some of your younger players in a game not necessarily under duress. I mean, there are times when schools don't have large numbers and they're forced to put in freshmen and sophomores against other teams' starters. But you've been able at times this season, most recently, to be able to get in some of your younger kids, and that bodes well for the program, does it not?
Oh, it certainly does, and it's one of those gifts and a curse type of things because, you know, when, like you said, when they get thrown in there under duress, you want to make sure that everybody's in a spot to be successful. And someone going in there playing above their pay grade or playing above their weight class, you know, that's not a successful type of thing. So you want to make sure that, you know, you get those guys in when and where you can, and hopefully it's not under duress. And so this last week, it was really good to get those guys, a couple of our younger guys in there some of the time towards the end of the game and see some real reps against varsity guys, which is going to be great. It just helps them getting up that speed. But like you said, it's also good because it was a home game and it was a nice day. You know, some of those kids that don't get in often enough, just because they're young and they're the next guys up, but they got a chance to be out there and hear their names on the loudspeaker and their folks be able to cheer for them and all that stuff, which is always fun and great. You know, you love getting to see a kid his first varsity touch or his first varsity carry or his first varsity minute at quarterback or something like that. It's always really special.
Absolutely. Okay, finally, Coach, before we take a look at Kip, put the spotlight again on one or two of your linemen on either side of the ball.
So I think last week we talked about a kid on my team called Chris Glass, who was coming off an injury. He's our center, and he did a really good job a couple weeks ago. So I won't bring him back up again. But this week we're talking a little bit about Troy Flood, who's one of my senior captains. So he was battling an illness. We had the stomach bug and the flu running through the locker room the past couple weeks. And, you know, every week it seems like a couple guys get bit by something. And so Troy was down with the flu the past couple days. And he came back and had a real tough game. You know, it certainly wasn't, you know, Jordan versus the Knicks, you know, coming back from that type of thing. But it was really, you know, he didn't practice a ton that week, and I know he was still, you know, just low energy because, you know, it saps your body coming back from any type of illness. And so he missed a couple days of practice, and he showed up for the game, and he played great on both sides of the ball, D-line and O-line. He jumped right back into those spots and really just did a good job and steadied up both of those areas. And that was, you know, controlling the line was a big part of our win the other night.
Love hearing that. All right, this week's opponent, it's a big test for you guys because there is a lot on the line, especially the rankings and playoff possibilities and so on, but it's also a familiar foe. Did I lose you, Coach?
Oh, I'm back.
Okay. I was just saying, tell me a little bit about Kip. You guys are familiar with Kip.
Absolutely. So we've played Kip every year that I've been here, and so we know a lot about what they do and what type of stuff that they bring to the table. Now they've turned over their personnel a lot since last year. Last year they had an all-world quarterback and an all-world wide receiver, two kids that were really game changers. And now they got two younger guys into those spots, but they are really talented and they look almost like the same guy sometimes. So, you know, watching that film and getting a perspective of them, you know, it's been good to see a team that we've seen before, and but they do have a lot of weapons and they do have a lot of things that we're trying to cover up this week. So that will be a fun challenge for us as coaches. But, you know, like I said, it's nice not to be worrying about a team we haven't seen before trying to get into their playbook. We got a lot of film from them the past couple of years, same coaches, same, you know, basically the same type of thing. And so it's really just going to be making sure all of our guys who are in new spots in the past couple of years really understand what they're trying to do and where they're attacking.
All right, this is a 1 o'clock game at Manning Field on Saturday. Is that right?
You got it. I'll still always call it the Manning Bowl, even though I know what they call it.
Well, it's funny. I just got a text from Kevin Bradley at Whittier Tech, and he said the same thing. He's got an afternoon game on Saturday at Manning Bowl, so you might run into him at Manning Bowl.
Yeah, they probably have one of the games. They might have Liz Becker, one of the other teams up there, which is awesome. It's a beautiful venue, though. I mean, it's still a really nice place, and the field surface there is great. And, you know, it's not a bad ride at all. And so we enjoy going down there. And, you know, we usually get to make, with Lynn Tech and Kip in our league, we always usually make one trip down there every year. So it's a good place to play, and it's a nice Saturday slot, which should be fun.
It is. It's a great field. Coach, thank you so much. I'm glad the kids are doing so well. And good luck this week, and hopefully we can talk again next week.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Joe Grimes, who is the head coach at Manchester Essex High School Football. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.